Summit Drywall Inc., based in Issaquah, paid drywall hangers and tapers on a piece rate basis. Now, that in and of itself isn't illegal. The problem, according to the U.S. Department of Labor's Wage and Hour Division, is that when you look at the total number of hours worked, it has to equal minimum wage and time and a half for overtime. And according to Labor Department spokeswoman Donna Hart, for 250 workers at Summit Drywall, that simply didn't happen.
They were not compensated for all hours worked, such as time spent traveling and transporting equipment to the job site, and basically for all of the hours that they worked.
Hart says the company also neglected to keep accurate records of all hours worked, which the Fair Labor Standards Act requires, even if you're paying workers on a piece rate basis. Summit Drywall didn't respond to our request for comment. The U.S. Labor Department suit was filed in federal court in Seattle. The suit seeks back wages and damages for current and former drywall workers. The U.S. Fair Labor Standards Act, which establishes a minimum wage and requires time and a half for overtime, was first enacted back in 1938. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.